Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company. They kick you out. They take your name off the roll. They tell you you're no longer welcome there. And reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake because of you following Him. Not just for any reason, but because of you following Him. Verse 23, the day they do that, do not go home and cry. Do not lay down and cover your head and feel sorry for yourself and be ashamed to go out in public anymore.
Amen.
Jesus despised the shame. Yes. And it was because of the joy of what He knew was in front of Him. Great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Acts 16. What does James 1, 2 say? You're in Acts 16. What does James 1, 2 say? Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. That's not natural. That's not natural. That's not like the world. That's not like most of the population on the planet. If you're going through something, if something's hard, if something's bad, people do not count it all joy. If it felt like joy, you wouldn't have to count it as joy. If it looked like joy, you wouldn't have to count it joy. We see in Acts 16, Paul and his company, Paul and Silas, endeavoring to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but they get to one place, and the Lord says, no, not here, not here. So they go to another place, and the Bible said the Holy Spirit forbade them, said, nope, no way, not here. Yeah, but I thought the Lord said go into all the world. He said that to the whole church. You can't go to all the world individually. So where should I go? Where He tells you to. And don't go where He tells you not to go. Will the Lord tell me some places not to go? Yeah, He told Paul one time, get out of here now, quickly, because they will not receive your testimony. Get out of here quickly. And when the Lord tells you get out of here quickly, you do not hang around and say, I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to trust the Lord will protect me. He was protecting you when He told you to get out of there right now. So anyway, Paul had a dream. And he saw a man and said, come over here and help us. And they got it in their spirit. That's it. That's where we're going. So they went. And they went to Philippi.
Yeah.
Philippi. They went out to the riverside where some prayer meetings were going on. And some folks heard the word, got saved. And one woman in particular, and she said, oh, please, come back to my house. And they're staying there. Things were going good. And then there, this little young girl started following them around, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God. They tell you how you're supposed to live. This happened for days. And Paul was irritated. And finally turned around and said, shut up and come out of her in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen.
She was a fortune teller. And a mystic. And people made money off of her. And they realized when he said that, her fortune telling days were over. And it made him so mad because this is money that they're not going to get. And so they dragged them to the authorities and they beat them and they put them inside the prison cell. Verse 22, Acts 16, 22, the multitude rose up together against them. The magistrates rent off their clothes. They tore off their clothes publicly. And they commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they beat the pudding out of these guys. Not a couple of whacks, many stripes. Stripe is not like a zebra stripe. This is a laceration. Many lacerations. They cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. And he, receiving such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks so they cannot move. They're hunched over, their feet in the stocks where they can't get out. Their backs are bleeding and open. They got many lacerations. And at midnight, Paul turned and said to Silas, "Man, we must have missed God, brother. I'm sorry. I drug you over here to this God-forsaken place. I don't know if we'll ever get out of here. I left everything I had. I had a promising career. I was the poster child for the Pharisees. Man, I was their golden boy. They had plans for me. We may never see daylight again." And they cried. Huh? No. No. That's not what faith does.
No.
So at midnight. Midnight's the darkest hour.
Yeah.
Midnight's the latest hour. After that, it starts getting early. What'd they do? They prayed. And it must not have been a sad, solemn, unbelieving prayer, because when they got through praying, they sang praises unto God. And it must not have been a little quiet song, because all the prisoners heard them. They heard them doing what? Singing what?
Praise.
Dirges.
No.
Singing the blues.
No.
No. Singing praises.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say praises. Praises.
Praise.
Praises to God. What were they in there singing? They must have believed what Jesus said. When people treat you like this, that's how they treated Jeremiah. That's how they treated these other guys who are famous forever for being God's voice and being God's instrument. You are being treated and handled like them. Not because of some sin you committed or crime you committed, but because you're preaching the gospel. Because the Lord's the one told you to come over here. And you did what He told you. And you preached what He told you. That's when the Lord said, "Leap! Jump for joy, because your reward is so big." So you don't know it yet, but your reward is so great and so big. They couldn't jump because they're in the stocks, but that don't keep them from singing. They sang and they praised God. They sang and they praised God. They sang, and once in a while they go, "Ooh, boy, I'm going to have to move just a little bit." And then they hung another note. This is faith. This pleases God. And on this particular night, at midnight, in the dark dungeon, the smelly feet in the stocks, lacerated back, it pleased God so much, He had to come in. And when His presence came into that place, there was an earthquake. The ground quaked, but this was no ordinary earthquake. The building didn't fall down. Only thing that happened, the foundations were shaken and everybody's door flew open. And this is a very strange earthquake in that everybody's bands fell off. This is some earthquake. Keep reading. And the keeper of the prison awoke out of his sleep. All the prison doors are open. He said, "Oh no," because they had told him, that's why he put them in the inner prison. "You do not let these guys get away. They better be right where we told them." So he said, "Man, they're going to kill me anyway." He drew out his sword. He's going to kill himself, supposing the prisoners have been fled. This is before electricity, you got to understand. It's pitch dark in there.
Yeah.
Paul cried with a loud voice, said, "Don't do yourself any harm. We're all here."
Amen.
He called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. He brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Glory to God. When did all this start happening and was set in motion? They're not crying. They're not feeling sorry for themselves. They are praising. singing praises to God in the darkest, stinkiest place with their backs cut open. If they can do it, why can't you do it? Why can't I do it? We can if we will. It's a choice. Verse 31, they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved and your house. 32, they spoke to him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them that same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And he was baptized. They had a baptismal service. By this time, what time is it? 2 a.m? He and all his immediately. When he brought them into his house, he set food before them and what? And what? And what? Rejoice. Why is he rejoicing? Because he's believing in God with all his house. Isn't faith wonderful? I said, isn't faith wonderful? Doubt despairs. Doubt complains. Doubt is sad. Doubt feels, why? If you feel sorry for yourself, why are you feeling sorry for yourself? Why? If you believe the truth, you'd have something to shout about.
Amen.
Right? Yes. Yeah, but all my bills are this, and yeah, and my body and this. That's where faith comes in. Amen. Believe you receive more than enough money to pay all these bills off. Yes. Believe you receive more than enough healing to get you back in the road again. Is that right? Get you back fixed up,
yes,
fit and strong and right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Believe you receive. Yeah, but it's not. We know it's not. That's why you got to believe for it.
Amen.
Yeah, but I hurt so bad. How can you get past it? Jesus dealt with the cross. He endured all that by what? By the joy that was before him, that was in front of him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, friend, it is an amazing freedom when you and I are no longer controlled by what we're seeing around about us, our feeling in our bodies or in our, no longer affected by that, we become impervious. We take on the unconquerable spirit of faith. Amen. Hallelujah, the victory that overcomes the whole world. And no matter what's going on, you can endure it. You can come through it. Why? Because you're not looking at this, you're looking at that. Hallelujah. For the joy that is set before me, I'm coming through this. This is temporary. This is temporary. I'm coming out right now. As we speak, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. In Jesus' name, I believe I receive. Somebody say, I believe I receive. I believe I receive more than enough healing. I call my body healed. I believe I receive more than enough money. I call my bills paid. I believe I receive it. And when do you rejoice about it? When? When do you rejoice about it? Well, you'll rejoice about it exactly when you believe it. And when do you believe it? You believe you receive it before you have it. And when do you have it? After you believe you receive it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank God, God who gives me